How are you going to be remembered when you are long gone from this earth? What are people going to say of you? Hey, let's talk about it today on the Press On Podcast. Hey, welcome to the Press On Podcast. My name is Justin. I am so glad you are joining us right here today. This is episode 116, and like I said, I am glad you are joining us. Hey, I was wondering what to talk about today. I woke up this morning knowing that I was going to be recording a podcast today, but I had nothing set in stone. I had nothing planned exactly, which is kind of unlike me, but that's just how it was this morning. And then today during work, I got a text message that really nobody really wants to get. I got a text message from my childhood best friend letting me know that his stepdad had passed away. And now, to know why that's important to me is because growing up, in my childhood, most of my time was spent with this family. My mom would often joke that I spent more time over at their house than I did my own house. My best friend's stepdad, he was like a father to me. And I have so many fond memories. And yeah, as the years pass, as I got older, we became distant. And as I reflect on that today, I regret not going to see them more often, especially because I don't live too far from them now. But also, as I reflect today, I often thought about what made me admire this man so much. What was it about a guy named Bob that just stuck out to me? Now, if you knew Bob, actually the fact is that Bob, I don't think he would want you to know him, because Bob lived a simple life. He didn't want to be famous. He didn't want to be known. He was just a family man who loved everybody. And man, what an example he led. There are two things. I could actually spend a long time talking about the things, memories, jokes, times that we shared together. But there was two things that really stuck out to me today as I was reflecting on Bob and his life. One of those is when we were growing up, Bob would give me a ride to school. I was on their way, and so he'd often pick me up. And there was one day that at our school was Grandparents' Day. And so Bob's two boys, their grandparents were going to the school to have breakfast with them. But Bob knew that my grandparents didn't live in the same town. And he knew that they would not be at school today. So what did Bob do? He picked me up. He took me to a cafe there in town. Just me and him. Just to get breakfast. To help me to feel not so left out. At that breakfast, this old man was sitting at the counter, and for some odd reason, this old man just started calling me Buford. From that day on, Bob and his family only called me Buford. Very rarely did I ever hear them say Justin, but they would say, "Hey, Buford. Any presents that I got, birthdays or Christmas, would always say Buford on them. But it's that memory of one man seeing a kid that was going to feel left out. He didn't want that, so he just took him to breakfast. And the constant memories like that. But another memory that is etched in my brain is if I was spending the night, and whether it be on a random weeknight or a Saturday night, if Bob had church coming up. Bob was a youth leader in the church, the very small church that we went to at the time. And if there was church coming up, I remember I would look in the living room, and there Bob would be sitting in a chair just studying scripture. And he didn't make a big deal about it. He just did what he needed to be doing so he could teach those he was leading the next day. And that was Bob. Always trying to set the example, always leading, not with his words, but with his actions. So today has been a heavy day. as I count the recall the countless memories of Bob and the things he did for me, the example he set for me. But man, did he leave a legacy, a life to be admired. It's the kind of life that I want to leave. When I'm long gone, when people look back at my life, I hope they can look back, not out of the failures I made or the crappy mistakes that I made. Not that I was focused on money or trying to please people or anything like that. But I hope they can see the legacy I left is a life led that pointed others to Jesus, a life of love. Because really in this life, nothing else matters. I'm exhausted and I'm drained by people who think that there's things in this world that really matter. Whether it be popularity, whether it be material things, whether it be trying to accumulate enough wealth in this world, like you can take it when you go. Man, if people were okay with not being so comfortable in this world, but really focused on the things that truly matter, this world would be a much better place. If everybody could live a little bit more like Bob. Psalm 90, we've been going through Psalms, and I can't help but think of Psalm 90 when I think of Bob. It's a prayer of Moses. Moses writes this, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, 'Return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in your sight are but a yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night.' You sweep them away as with a flood. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath. We are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you and our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They're soon gone and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and the wrath according to the fear of you?" This is a part that just really stuck in my head. "So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love that we may rejoice and be glad all of our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of your hands upon us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. And really, like I said, that part, verse 12, Psalm 90, it says this, "Teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom." I don't know why that has stuck out to me. There's another, in the Living Bible, it says it this way, "Teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should." So often we spend our lives wasting away, worried about minute things that don't matter. If there's any prayer that we need to pray, it's that we spend our lives as they should be. Not worried about money, not focused on anger or bitterness at what other people have done to us, or the situations that we are in, either caused by ourselves or by other people. We live as we should. And the only way that we should live is with our minds and our sights set on the one who created us, the one that gave us the limited amount of days that we have. Don't waste your days away. spend them focused on God, leading other people to God, leaving a legacy that points people to Jesus. It's what Bob did. It's what I long to do. And if there's any reason to press on in this life, it's to leave a legacy that points others to Jesus. Life is more, people won't like that I say this, but life is more than just your immediate family. Life is more than just your happiness. Life is about the legacy you leave behind and what you do with it. You have two options. You can point people to Jesus or away from Jesus. May we always want to do one thing, and that is to press on and push people towards Jesus. Hey, I can't wait to see you all next time. Until then, adios.